At 6:06, it is fair and 70 degrees in Tulsa. We're expecting a high today of 86. Good morning. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News. A final decision on a funding mechanism for Tulsa's aerospace infrastructure improvements is up to the Tulsa County Commissioners. And so far, there are three plans, and they're only in the discussion phase.
City councilors, the Metro Chamber, and County Commission Chairman John Smoligo have all offered plans. Smoligo says his proposal is the only one that doesn't include a new tax. It would instead extend the existing Vision 2025 program another 7 years.
And address all of the needs at the airport, as well as accomplishing what the chamber believes is the number one tool that they need for economic development, which is the deal closing fund.
While Tulsa councilors agree improvements are needed, they support a smaller, differently funded package. County commissioners would make any final decision on sending a proposal to voters. Marshall Stewart, KWGS News.
Now, there are more than just airplanes out at the International Airport. There is the Navistar IC bus plant. Coming up later today, the company will celebrate the 100,000th bus to roll off the Tulsa assembly line. A giant utility truck backs into place as linemen work to restore power in Green Country. Strong thunderstorms knocked out the power to an estimated 15,000 customers yesterday morning. This morning, there's still about 800 PSO customers offline. Area Emergency Management Director Roger Jolliffe says it was a more significant event than most we've had so far this spring in Tulsa.
We're having a pretty quiet spring. This was a pretty good storm for us. I think we had around 2 to 5 inches of rain across the county and caused some street flooding. Some limbs were blown down, and to my knowledge, there's no major damage from that storm.
Highway 20 along Bird Creek had to be closed for some time yesterday because floodwaters crossed the roadway. Broken Arrow residents go before the city council there and demand the resignation of Mike Lester. The former mayor stepped down last week as mayor, but retained his Ward 3 council position. The residents are upset over his handling of the Kalegi Tribal Town Casino. Governor Fallon puts her name to legislation that will shore up Oklahoma's crumbling roads and bridges. Among other things, the measure provides enough funding for the Transportation Department to carry out her plan to repair or replace all 706 structurally deficient bridges on the state's highway system by 2019.
We'll provide additional funding and actually put money back into the transportation fund that has sometimes been diverted by legislators into general revenue fund.
She signed the bill at a state capitol ceremony yesterday. Tulsa police are investigating the murder of a pregnant woman. 19-year-old Marche Wesson was found dead inside a car yesterday morning. Tulsa police officer Leland Ashley says the car was parked with its lights on in a neighborhood near Apache and Lewis. He says officers got a tip from a neighbor.
Officers arrived shortly after, and were able to determine the female was in fact dead, appears to suffer wound, at least one gunshot wound.
Several shell casings were found at the scene. Ashley says it's normally a quiet neighborhood. A man accused of killing two young girls back in 2008 is scheduled to be formally arraigned on a first-degree murder count stemming from the July death of his girlfriend. The proceeding for Kevin Sweat is set for this afternoon in the Okefuskee County District Court. Our weather forecast, sunny and warm today with a high of 86. It'll be clear and mild tonight, 62 for a low. Tomorrow and Thursday, nice with a high both days of 85. National Weather Service radar this morning showing no precipitation across northeast Oklahoma. Now at 610, it's fair and 70. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News.